2 evidence, Mulled Wind. Built as a king's residence in 1604, Mulmore Manor is a majestic house with sprawling hallways and plentiful rooms. It's easy to get lost, but fortunately for our guests, the dining hall is opposite the front door. Should they have turned left, they'd have met a maze of corridors, some of them mirrored, some that were deliberately designed to confuse. Only those who'd previously visited Nick's private office would be able to safely navigate to the room where all his business dealings were carried out. Those few guests would have been provided with a helpful map. Fortunately, Jameson offers to guide the guests, and after a few affirmative grunts, they all agree. They might find clues there to solve the murder, so they follow Jameson, lighting the way with their phones. Jameson carries a sea lantern himself, illuminated by a candle, resembling at least 1,000 watts. When they finally arrive at Nick's office, the first thing they notice is that it's very small and there is no door. Adventuring inside, they see the room is dimly lit, with locked bookcases wall to wall, none of them will open. In the middle of the room stands an antique captain's chair and desk. The desk drawers are empty, but on the top there's a 2019 diary and an open bottle of Australian Shiraz with a gift card attached. As the guests approach the wine, Jameson stops them. Don't drink that, it could be poisoned. Will the diary reveal more, or should you take a closer look at the wine? Voting time. Should you look in the diary, listen to track 2A, or inspect the wine, listen to track 2B?